Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But now we are going to the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, and we have former Vikings tight end and my good friend who played the season with the Tampa Bay Bucks, Kyle Rudolph. Kyle, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You got the kids in the background. It's a busy Sunday morning, I'm sure. Are you in Minnesota now, or are you still in Florida?
No, we're still in Florida, and we just left Henry's hockey practice. So all fired up from a morning on the rink, and now we got to get home and get some lunch. We got a big monster jam at Raymond James later today. So
that's awesome.
Busy Sunday for the family.
How is the youth hockey scene in Florida?
You know, coming down here, so Henry started this summer up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And he would absolutely love it. He loves being on the ice, and obviously you can skate everywhere in the Twin Cities. And coming down here, we weren't sure how it would be, but obviously with the Lightning success down here, it's kind of breathed this life of hockey into the town. So, there's a few hockey places, and the Lightning have a great youth program. So we've befriended some of the guys there, and he skates with some of their kids, so they have fun.
Rudy, you caught Tom Brady's final regular season touchdown, correct? Do you have that ball, or does he have it?
So being that it was my 50th regular season touchdown, I certainly didn't know at the time it was going to be his last regular season touchdown. But they had a hard time getting the ball away from me when I went to the sideline. And I got it to the equipment manager and told him I wanted to keep it. And then I hadn't gotten it yet. And obviously the news of Tom retiring this week, I wasn't sure if I'd ever get that ball. But sure enough, the day after Tom retired, it showed up in my locker and it was painted up. So I have that, and that won't be going anywhere.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And congratulations on that touchdown as well. You know, there's been a lot of talk about where Tom Brady ranks all time, where certainly in quarterbacks, I mean, it'd be hard to argue that he's not one of, if not the greatest. But in your time with him in Tampa, what did you see from Tom Brady that made him so good for so long at the game of football?
Well, I think one of the biggest things when you finish his 23rd season this year, and it was evident to me during training camp, you know, he had his 10-day break or 11-day break where he wasn't with the team. And, you know, if I take a day off, I'm usually rusty the next day coming out. Or, you know, sometimes we'd have a 3-day weekend during the season, and you always come back on that Monday practice, and it's kind of like in the head coach's handbook, like, all right, I'm going to tell the guys they were rusty and they had too much time off. And, we never had a good practice after a couple of days off. And I'll never forget during camp, Tom showed up that Monday after we got back from Tennessee. And it was one of the best practices I'd ever seen from a quarterback. Like, I don't think the ball hit the ground the entire time, and he was just slinging around. And, you know, that was when it kind of clicked for me. I was like, I get it. Like, he just knows exactly what not to do. You know, he knows, he's played this game for so long. He knows exactly where to go with the football, and it's incredible at 45 years old, he still has the physical ability to do it. You know, you see a lot of times with quarterbacks as they age, mentally they're as sharp as they ever would, and they've seen every defense, they've seen every pressure, they've seen every coverage, so you're never going to trick them. But maybe physically they can't get the ball where they want. And, you know, later that week we played the Colts in the only preseason action that Tom had, and he fired a ball out to Julio on the sidelines, you know, 25, 30 yards down the field, and it was no different than a 20-something-year-old kid just firing it out there to the sidelines. And, you know, for me, when you have the physical ability paired with the experience that he had over 23 years playing football, it was hard to beat. And, you know, that's what made him so good.
Did you have Kyle Rudolph, by the way, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline this morning? Kyle, appreciate your time. Do you did you have any idea throughout the season that this might be Brady's last season? I mean, was there certainly he's a pro's pro and he's always got that competitive edge and he always wants to win. But did you, looking and seeing in those moments with him, did you have an idea that this might be the last one for him?
No, I didn't. And, you know, obviously there was talk about going into the last season of this being his last one. And then, you know, as the season went on, you know, like I said, physically it looked like he could still do it for, you know, as many years as he wanted. And then certainly as the year went on and things didn't go the way I'm sure he had hoped, we had hoped as a team, I had hoped personally, you know, I thought, oh, maybe he, you know, he might do this again, you know, to try to go out more on his standard and his terms. So I wouldn't say that I was necessarily surprised that he retired, but I also would have said the same thing if he would have come back as well. So, you know, I think you could really see it in his farewell message on social media that he had given everything he had to the game of football. And after 23 years, he was just ready to be done.
Well, you certainly can't blame him for that. He gave everything to the game, and he's been a lot of fun. I cannot imagine playing until you're 45 years old. Kyle, let's talk about.
I couldn't imagine going 12 more.
I was going to say you're 33. You could not. I mean, that at different positions, obviously, right? But to the longevity that he had, and I think about how much the game has changed from when he started to now. How difficult it would be to constantly be changing yourself and staying up with the times and the way that the league changes and guys get stronger and faster over that time. I mean, it's just incredible. Could you imagine that kind of pushing yourself out till you're 45 years old?
No, I mean, I really couldn't. And like I said, I was extremely fortunate to get to play a season with him and be around him on a daily basis and see what he does to take care of himself, both during the season physically, you know, on days that we have practice, and then, you know, what he does to recover. And, you know, obviously you have to do everything possible to physically be in the shape that he's in. As I said before, most guys, when they get into their 40s, they know exactly where to go with the ball. You know, I think of Brett and Peyton and Drew and all these guys that were still great quarterbacks into their 40s, but it was because they, you know, mentally were so far ahead of everyone else. And then, you know, with Tom, he could make every throw possible. And it was just incredible to watch because, like I said, not only did he know, you know, what not to do and where to go with the football, but he also could sit back there and, you know, all of a sudden launch one 55 yards down the field and hit Mike Evans over the top for a touchdown when, you know, most guys weren't doing that at 45 years old.
Yeah. Kyle, let's talk about Altrue. You started this a few years ago. You and Jason Zucker did, because I remember you were here, or it was near the year end of the time here in Minnesota. It's a really neat idea, an interesting concept, and a kind of change on a sweepstakes and being able to enter yourself in and do some good, some charity. Tell me about Altrue and how it works.
Yeah, so basically we work with athletes, celebrities, entertainers, pretty much anyone who is passionate about, you know, a nonprofit, whether it be their own foundation or just, you know, another charity that they're passionate about, and they're willing to leverage their platform and, you know, reach the masses, whether that be their fan base or their team's fan base. And then, you know, the fans enter to win, and one lucky fan will get the opportunity to win, you know, an experience that's once in a lifetime. And we were fortunate this year to be able to partner with the NFL and with the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And 22 of the nominees are participating right now. Today and tomorrow are the last 2 days to enter, and Adam Thielen is one of those. So for the Twin Cities fan base, the state of Minnesota, you can go to AllTrue, so AllTroo.com/Thielen, and Adam is raising money. 100% of the money goes directly to Adam's family's foundation, and one lucky winner will win a Vikings experience and get to do some cool stuff next year during the Viking season. So we're raising money for all the nominees charities, as well as some other cool charities on our website right now. And like I said, not only does all the money go to charity, but someone will be lucky enough to win a really, really cool once in a lifetime experience.
Some very cool sweepstakes on your site, and some very, some great athletes as well. I mean, you can get cars, experiences. It's really cool. Kyle, it was so nice to catch up with you. Always appreciate it when you were with your time here in Minnesota and now in Tampa. Are you, by the way, are you coaching your kiddo in hockey, or do you just watch?
I stand there next to Steven Stamkos as Henry, my son, and his son Carter go at it on the ice, and usually are spending more time laying on the ice than they are actually skating around. So I'm subbing in for baseball this spring. So I'll be coaching a little baseball for Henry this spring, but he can already skate better than I can at four. So I'm no good on the ice.
Rudy, thanks a lot, buddy. Great to talk to you. Good luck
Absolutely
with everything this offseason.
Thank you. We'll see you this summer.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Kyle Rudolph, former Vikings tight end, finished up the season here with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Always a great interview. Loved him when he was in purple. Like him even just as much now that he's down in Florida. And he gave you the site there, AllTrue, AllTroo.com. Check it out. Some really good experiences on there. We will step aside, take a quick break. The Huddle continues on A30WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.